Scott Tickey with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And Scott has an update on Bald Hill Dam and Lake Ashtabula outflows and inflows. Thanks, Scott, for joining us today.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me. I just thought I wanted to update you. We are going to open up this morning to be 2,200 CFS, so 2,200 CFS going out of the dam. And we have right now we have about 1,900 coming in, and that's slowly dropping off the inflows right now. And our pool at the lake, we are at 1,267.7, and so that's just a little over a foot and a half above of what the normal pool would be at this time of year. And so we're it'll start dropping slowly. It's flattened out overnight. It hasn't come up any overnight, and that's going to start dropping slowly over the next 3 to 5 days. And so it'll take probably midweek next week. We should be back down close to those 66 levels again, 1266. But it's going to extend out a little while just because we have so much inflow coming in right now. And then with that rain they're forecasting this weekend, that's going to contribute to the slow drawdown on the reservoir again.
And you told me earlier this week that there is another inflow up from Madoc and north that is coming in. When do you expect that? Over the weekend to flow into
That's slowly working its way down the system, and so I noticed this morning that it dropped off a little bit up at the Harvey Reservoir, so that's past that, or the Harvey Gauge House, and that's past that one, working its way along that south shore of Devil's Lake, and it's probably 2 to 3 days away yet, but that'll be hitting us over the weekend and early next week. We'll be getting that water coming in. So that's part of the reason these flows are going to kind of hold up a little bit. And normally if it was just a local rain event like a normal summer thunderstorm, we would be dropping off quickly with the inflows. But because this was such a widespread event, it's just taken a long time to work that water through the system.
And how many days do you expect to have 2,200 CFS going on a Bald Hill Dam?
We're looking probably at least till midweek.
And then those lake levels should drop. I know it caught a few people by surprise, but it was pretty quick. The request that made and what you had to do, right, Scott?
It happened really fast. The request came around, and the process. We had to go through, a short process where we had to go and get approvals up to our division level down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And they came back, and once that came back, we had to take action quickly to make it happen. And so we did everything we could to get the word out. You guys are a big part of that. And we want to thank all the – we know it was an inconvenience for all the lakeshore owners on Lake Ashtabula to have, to move their docks, move their boats, things like that. And we understand that. But we really appreciate all the support with this. And I'm sure as does the county and the sheriff's office too, because the recovery operation they did wouldn't have been possible without the river flow cuts.
Thanks for that report again, Scott, and we will be in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you. Thanks again, Steve. You guys take care.
There's Scott Tickey with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Bald Hill Dam, our guest here on KOVC.